Guys, I just had such a beautiful, beautiful conversation with Beth Roundtree. And she is a breathwork, a transformational breathwork coach. She helps people really transcend those trauma feelings and those things that are holding you back through breath work in a transformational way. And it was so good to talk to her. And she's been through quite a bit. And I think you're going to love, 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 love this episode because it's going to help you to connect to another human being who has been through some stuff and is helping other people get through their stuff. It was so beautiful to speak with her. And I just love connecting with good humans. So guys, pay attention, listen up, and enjoy the ride. All right, let's go. Hola, people. This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. You know we have so much fun around here, and I love that intro song. Every time it plays, I'm in the background like, da-da-da, da-da-da. And it's my son. He is a music producer, and he made it for me for my brand, and I'm super stoked. But I just wanted to thank you guys so much because we have over 100,000 downloads, and every time I look, the number just keeps going up and up and up, and I cannot tell you how grateful I am. I used to talk into the mic by myself thinking, hey, nobody in the world gonna listen to Nina Perez, and now over 100,000 of you are keep downloading my episode. So thank you so freaking much. You know, I find like the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. Today is no exception. I have Beth Roundtree here. Now, Beth is a multifaceted life coach, a breathwork coach, a facilitator, and she is classically trained in music, right? So she's a musician, y'all. Okay. She's a mom of five amazing daughters and a dedicated health enthusiast. Now, Beth's passion lies in helping people overcome the stress and anxiety of life's challenges. And we know that life hits us really hard, right? Life is always hitting us with something. So we need Beth. We need you, Beth. All right. So her unique methods have been transformative. They're guiding individuals through healing from everyday stress and deep-rooted trauma, right? And so we have all of these things within us that are ingrained programming that she's going to help us with. So she has this beautiful holistic approach, profound expertise. So Beth has touched countless lives and inspiring many others to find peace and resilience. So in this episode, Beth, we're just going to dive into all kinds of things. Okay. So I am so grateful that you are here. How are you today?
I'm doing well. And thank you so much for inviting me on. This is a really exciting opportunity.
Well, thank you. You know, I mean, I love what you do, right? I love the work that you do. I love the way you are out here touching people's lives and doing what you can to make the world a better place, right? Because I feel, Beth, that our stories or things that we've been through in our life, right, are no longer our stories. I believe that our stories are to impact and inspire someone else. That's why we went through what we went through, right? It gives us the credibility to show up in people's lives. Mm-hmm. So first, before we get all into all the good stuff, right, I do want to know a little bit more about you, Beth. So let us know, who are you, woman? Who are you?
I am, in some ways, I'm still figuring out who I am.
that's real.
yeah. In a lot of ways, I still feel like a young adult, even though I am now 33, which is officially an adult, according to Tolkien. And who doesn't base their life on Tolkien if they're
a nerd. So funny.
Yeah. But I have gone through like drastically different phases in my life that don't feel like they fit together at all until really the last probably year and a half to 2 years, things started coming together and I saw how the desires of my heart match with some of my talents, maybe in not very conventional ways, but I can actually see where my life is leading now. Whereas for years, it was like, it's going to be Groundhog Day forever. And it's just over and over again.
Yeah. Right. I know. And you know, Beth, that's powerful though, because I think a lot of people are in that Groundhog Day scenario in their life. Right. I mean, where we just really do repeat our days over and over again. And sometimes you don't even realize it until you wake up 10, 15, 20 years later. Like it's it's like that, right?
Yeah.
So you're getting into some pretty deep work with people. So let's talk a little bit about why, if you don't mind. Let's touch that, because I know that the reason women like you and I and these amazing women out here doing their thing, the reason we show up for others is because we've done the work and because something's happened to us that we're like, not one more person. I'm going to try to help as many as I can, but if I can just help one, I'm good to go. Right. And so I love the people that listen to the show. I get a lot of amazing like DMs and feedback and reviews and all that kind of stuff. It's so cool. Every time I go on to like Apple Podcasts and I see, wow, this episode. Right. So I say that to say, Beth, is I know there's a story behind why you do what you do. So let's, absolutely, if you don't mind, I'm going to just be poking you and digging in a little bit. So tell us about that. What, if you don't want to go too deep, that's okay. But tell us about why you're doing what you're doing. What made you kind of go there?
Okay. So this journey all started after I experienced my fifth pregnancy ended in a miscarriage.
Sorry about that.
It taught me a lot about myself. It showed me where my heart was for my children, because I really struggled with motherhood. In some ways, I still do. But even before that, my mom suffered a lot of abuse as a child, and so she has PTSD, and I have secondary PTSD, complex PTSD, and that really showed up in her health, in my health. My paternal grandmother is a big part of this, too, in terms of my own health journey, because she was told that the issues that she suffered, which were myasthenia gravis, rheumatoid arthritis, and diabetes on top of all of that, like just horrible things that she went through. And she kept listening to doctors who went from telling her that she was crazy and it was all in her head to giving her I don't even know how many prescriptions she was on. And
right.
I her, fill her pill boxes when I would go visit. But I watched her die slowly until I was 21, no, 20. And that had a profound impact on me. But she was also told that her issues skip generations. So I heard, it's coming for me. Not acceptable to me.
Right, right.
Some of the health issues that I experienced when I was younger, I was on a mission very early to address some of the things in myself. And that was great. But there were some other things that really fell by the wayside. Once I got married, none of my children were planned. and slowly Beth, the musician, shrank away. I prayed constantly for the desire to be a musician to be taken away. And, as my mother said, she watched me basically slowly die in the years leading up to the miscarriage.
Right.
And it was really after the miscarriage that I realized enough was enough. And I found coaching and then started to become a coach and then found breathwork. And really the rest is history.
Oh, so
and
good.
Beth is alive again.
Yeah. Right. Right, Beth. Yeah. I mean, it really does. It does. Personal development has been a life changer for me in my life, right? Because I was always the type of person who, no matter what I did, I pretty much rose to the occasion, right? I always just strapped on my boots and did what I had to do. And I think that was part of survival, because when you're going through things in life, you just keep going, even though you're broken inside, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so you just keep going. And personal development was, ooh, I got to look at that. Ooh, don't want to look at that. Ooh, that's ugly, right?
Yeah.
You start to realize that the things you maybe tell yourself, how you speak to yourself, how you feel, is not something you would even say out loud to another person, to an enemy. Yet we say it to ourselves, right? So can I ask you, if you don't mind, why did you pray for the musician to go away? What was that about?
Because I didn't see it fitting in. I didn't see it serving my family. After my second daughter was born, I mean, it was within a few days of bringing my second daughter home, and my mother had just spent 4 weeks with us taking care of our eldest daughter, and my husband said to me one night that he didn't think that I had been raised to value family, and this was in part based on the fact that I still wanted to do things out of the home. I still wanted to follow what I'd gotten my degree in.
Right.
I actually wanted to use it. Oh no. Right. How terrible.
Right.
But that crushed me. And I think it was really at that point that I started begging to come into line more with the life that was in front of me instead of being who I was made to be.
Right, right. Your desires, right? Your what's deep. And let me tell you, musicians, my son is like I was saying in the beginning of the show, he's a music producer, right? And then my other son has an amazing voice, has always wanted to be a singer, right? So the thing is, though, I know when he's going through something in life because he won't sing, right? Mm-hmm. And so and that's how I knew, like, he was going through things. Like, I would be like, are you good? Yeah, I'm good. No, you're not. I haven't heard your voice in a year. What is happening? You know? And when you're a musician, that is in you. It's not something like, you know, you learn to cook or something. It is in you, right? Music is in you. It's like in your cells. It's in your being. Like, you can't even help it. Everything you do is sing or musician, right? It's like, right, Beth? So I could see why, you know, you were trying to change. I do see why, right? Because as a wife and a mom and all this kind of stuff, you're saying to yourself, okay, so I need to value family because that's his view, not yours, his view on what family should look like, right?
Yeah.
So, and that love that you, you know, went through that personal development piece though, because you would have been stuck in this unhappy place for a very long time, especially because, like I said, music is in your veins, girl. Yeah. It's in your veins. Ain't nothing you could do about that. Right? What kind of music were you into?
So primarily, I'm an orchestral trombonist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I started, my mom has said so many times that I could carry a tune before I could speak clearly. So it's really my first language. I was singing. Right. I was like in little children's things, starting when I was 2. I started piano lessons when I was 6. And I'm the ninth trombonist in my family.
Oh, wow. So, that's so neat.
Yeah, there might actually be a trombone gene in my family. I'm not sure. Right.
There might be. That's so funny. Do you see that in any of your daughters?
They're all very musical. Yeah. Actually, the coolest thing with my fourth daughter, before she started speaking clearly, she would mimic the tones that I would say things on. I realized you're trying to say what I'm saying, but you're using the pitches and not the actual words. It's really cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I knew it. It's in the blood. You can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
All right. So then you just like, so what, well, first of all, do you remember what that was for you, that moment for you? Or was there, maybe there were several moments where you just finally said, I am so miserably unhappy and I need to change. Like, something's got to happen. Did something happen or was there something going on?
Yeah, it really was the miscarriage. I had done sort of dramatic shifts, but it was always toward the life that my husband wanted and that he saw as being fit for just what we need to do, how we needed to survive. It was very much from a poverty mindset and a very paranoid mindset. Mm-hmm. And the more I went down that, the more unhealthy I got. But the point at which I had the miscarriage, and I've said so many times that this is about the kindest type of miscarriage any woman could experience, because it was very early. It was most likely a blighted ovum. Just from the way things went down. Mm-hmm. But I knew that, but I didn't let myself grieve. And then once I let myself start to grieve, or if as I would experience the grief, because even when you don't let yourself, like, there's still moments, it's like, I just wanted to be with my child, even though I had 4 who needed my care,
still,
who needed my attention.
Of course.
It was like, I have to get better for them, because rationally it's like, okay, I want to be with that one. I have to be here and functional for the children that I have.
Yeah.
So it was actually still trying to lean into the roles that I had, but the healthier I get, the more I want to do music, and the more I do music, the healthier I get.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful vicious cycle of
Yeah.
Yeah, just
yeah.
thirst for life.
Isn't that beautiful? That is so beautiful though, right? It really just, I don't know if you believe in God or not. Okay. I do too. And I believe that those are innate gifts in us that we cannot escape from.
Yeah.
You can learn skills. You can learn how to be a trombonist, right? Of course. But there's, but that doesn't mean that the music already doesn't live in you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just an instrument that you're learning, but it's still in you. It just is, right? And I think those are the gifts that when we try to run away from or ignore, or the life beats it out of us, because that's what it tends to happen. That's why so many people, I feel, are so unhappy, because they have allowed life to beat out their gifts. Right. Yeah. So I love that. And I love that you said, you know, I need to heal. I need to get better. I need to be here for me, for my daughters. I need to like really just be. I need to be. So what was that? How did you bump into like breath work and coaching and all that? Because coaching is a whole nother animal, right?
Yeah.
Like that's a whole nother animal. And I do want to touch on that with you. But I want to ask you about the breath work. Like, what was that for you? You must have felt so connected.
Yes. So breathwork was really where coaching and music met for me. The modality of breathwork that I stumbled on, I had done like a little bit of Wim Hof. I knew trombone teachers had tried to get me to calm down with like, breathe slowly through your nose. I could not relax. I could not do that to save my life.
Right.
But I got into transformational breathwork with Brian Kelly specifically. He's developed this. I can't remember who his primary teacher is right now. If I think of it, I'll say it. But he has come up with 9D breathwork, which is, it's music and coaching and activated breathing. So very fast breathing through the mouth, because the different ways of breathing will activate our nervous system differently. So this mode of breathwork is designed to bring us to a fight or flight state, so that we can feel the state that we were in when we experienced trauma. So, and if we can feel it, then we can heal it. And the beautiful thing about doing this in a session where we're just breathing and listening to music and coaching and then all these other things, when we do that, we don't have to talk about it. We don't have to re-traumatize ourselves.
Wow. Like, that's so good.
Yeah.
That's so good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Transformational breathwork. I don't think I've ever heard of that. That is really freaking cool.
It is.
Because, you know, I do a lot of like tapping and breathwork with, you know, some of the women in my group as well, because I know that most of them come with a lot of trauma and a lot of things in their life. But I love that transformational breathwork idea, right? Or the whole concept of it. It makes sense because I know that for me, and there's certain breaths that I have to do to calm myself down, or if I'm angry or anxious or scared or whatever that is. And, but to do that in a session and then to be able to recreate that, but not have to actually use the words, that's really healing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really healing. I'm so glad you stumbled into something like that. But you know what? You also have to thank all of the trauma that you've been through.
Oh, absolutely.
It wouldn't have gotten you to this point, right? It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Once you're on the other side of it, of course, and then you look at it and then you go, I get it now. And that's probably what you're talking about, right? That you're finally getting how this is all working together. That's really amazing. So tell me about your coaching experience. I want to talk to now all the coaches that are listening, right? Because there's a lot of solopreneurs that are out here trying to do their coaching thing, Beth, trying to do their coaching thing. Okay. It is not easy though, Beth. You know, I think one of the things that we're not told, at least not me, maybe your experience was different. I've been doing this for many years, and I just remember having to piece it all together myself, because I had this coach teach me one thing and this coach teach me one thing and this coach teach me one thing, but nobody told me about funnels and building and automations and, you know, CTAs and right? Like, this is a lot, okay?
Yeah.
And it is a lot to do. And when you're first getting into coaching, or even as you're into coaching, even sometimes me, I have to change my funnels, change my CTAs, change blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot, Beth. So tell me about your coaching experience. What's been going on with you? What's some challenges you've had? What are challenges you're having? What's going on?
Yeah. So I'm finding that there's not a one size fits all.
The truth.
There's very often the the coaches who have had success will say, well, if it worked for me, it can work for you. We don't all operate the same. We're not all received by people in the same way.
That's right.
And this is something that I've really had to come to terms with. And I didn't even start to understand. I thought I was just lazy and didn't have a head for this stuff.
Yeah.
That I was too easily discouraged. And this is like, I really haven't made much money at this point. I've given a lot of my time away, but I'm really glad that I have, because I see it as the training program that I couldn't have purchased.
Totally get that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But about, in January, I was part of a small coaching pod in a program, and one of my pod mates said, "Hey, I think you're an orchestrator." I was like, "What is that?"
Right.
And so it turns out that he and his business partner have a company that is based in human design. And just very long story short, I am a projector in human design, and I have to wait for people to invite me in order for me to be heard at all. So
okay.
The traditional marketing actually really does not work for me at all. Mm-hmm, and I'm still not even sure what in the world I'm supposed to do.
Right. Because there's a lot. I'm so glad you said that, Beth, because that's something that we all go through. Honestly, that's something we all freaking go through. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why I ended up, you know, this last year, I ended up just like stopping everything and redesigning my whole thing, because I said, you know, I cannot leave women behind anymore. I'm so tired of women coming to me broken because they don't feel they're good enough. They have imposter syndrome. They have a great idea and a great concept and a great program, but you know, in their heart and in their minds, right? And then they feel lost. They don't feel good enough. All that kind of stuff really does come up. And so for those of you who are listening, because I know I speak to a lot of you. So for those of you who are listening, what Beth is talking about, you probably are saying like, hell yeah, I feel the same way. And that is really a thing, Beth. That's really a thing, right? And so what happens is that now you'll get like 50,000 emails on telling you on how they can help you make $1 million a month, right?
Yeah.
And so you're sitting there like, really though? Really?
There's no get rich quick scheme.
There really isn't. And especially in the coaching space, right? I will tell you, I will encourage you with this. 90% of coaches quit within the first year. Mm-hmm. So those of us who hang in there actually really want to change lives, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people get in it because they think it's going to be a quick fix or quick money. Mm-hmm. And then within the first year, they can't do it. So they're burnt out. And there's nothing wrong with them. It's the fact that there's been too much misinformation out in the world. Right.
Yeah.
And so it's really good to be encouraged to know that there are solutions. It's a matter of just finding someone who you could trust to help you with the solutions. Mm-hmm. Really, honestly, Beth, one of the things I know that you'll need is a really good message with a very good funnel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something that can be built out for you. That's really good messaging, funnel, automation, boom. Right? Because it's really the systems. You already have the gifts. Yeah. You already have the gifts. You know how to help people. You've helped people already. No more giving away your stuff for free, Beth. Okay. You hear me?
Yes.
All right. We're going to talk about that. Because you know what? What you have is valuable and it is invaluable and it helps transform lives. Yeah. Okay. So now we have to transform your life by having that business be what it's meant to be. Right?
Yeah.
And so I love that you were honest about that, because that is freaking real. That is real. That is so damn real. Oh my God. I love that. So now that you're helping people, you know, what does your program look like? Does somebody come to you one off? Does somebody come to you for a few sessions? What does that look like?
So generally, I mean, it depends. It's really dependent on the needs of the individual. Mm-hmm. The client that I have had the longest, I've worked with her for almost 18 months.
Okay.
And she has not done very much breath work. She's done a couple sessions, but that was actually when she started really opening up to me. And then it got too intense for her. There are certain contraindications with physical and mental health conditions that it's not for everyone at the same intensity. It can be modified for everyone. For the most part, people with sensory issues, they're going to have some more issues with it, but almost everyone else is like, it can be modified. ideally, I want people starting with breath work just because of the trust building that it seems to do incredibly quickly. This was not mm-hmm. something that I anticipated when I started using this. But yeah, people can do one session and see great results. But in general, I'd recommend at least 3 months yeah. of breath work and some check-ins. And because things can come up that just you don't know how to navigate yourself.
Yeah.
And yeah. I want to make sure that people are really well supported during that process. And,
yeah, and I agree with yeah. that. Yeah. I agree with that. Cause I was going to say, you know, for those of you who are listening, like, oh, I'll just look up a video on breath work, girl, let me tell y'all something. Okay. Let me tell y'all something.
Don't do that.
If you guys, exactly. Please don't do that. You know, it's like when people, you know, will say to me, oh, I'll just build a funnel. Okay. I'll see you. And then they come back like, okay, Nina, can you build my funnel? I'm like, ah, you know, because the truth is yeah, there's videos to show you certain things, but when you need someone on your side, when you need someone to reach out to or be there with you, that's what a coach is for. A coach is to really help you navigate through these waters, because I honestly believe this, Beth, every coach needs a coach. Right? Mm-hmm. Every therapist needs a therapist. Every doctor needs a doctor, because we can't do this alone, Beth. We can't. And most of the people who are listening, because I've speak to many of them, are doing this as solopreneurs. They're kind of doing this on their own. Yeah. And it is tough, right? It is tough. Mm-hmm. It is tough for me too. That's why I got a coach, because I made sure when I tried to do it on my own, I gave myself too many excuses, too many ways out. Right. Yeah. And also I didn't know how to answer certain things. Like, I don't know how to do this piece. Who the hell do I reach out to? Mm-hmm. Right. That's why it's important to be a part of a community. But I love yeah. that you have transformed your life and that you're using what has transformed your life to transform others. Yeah. And that alone is impactful. That's a beautiful thing. And that's why I wanted you on here, because even the first day we met, we connected. I was like, wow, I really love you. I love your energy. I love what you're about. I love what you're doing in the world. It's fantastic, Beth. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, good for you. So before we wrap up, though, I do want people to know how they can, you know, find your content, Beth. How do they find your content? How do they follow you? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right now I'm primarily on Instagram, and then I like repost to Facebook. I'm Beth Rountree, Rouin. It's on the screen. yeah, in Instagram and Facebook. And okay. Well, actually, Breathwork with Beth is my professional Facebook page. And you can always email me at BethRountree @gmail.com.
Okay. Yeah. All right, cool. And so if somebody's listening and really likes the idea, right, of having mm-hmm. this transformational breathwork done, because what I love is what you said before, like, we don't have to re-traumatize you. We can start getting through it,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Because let's be honest. I mean, when you go through a lot of trauma, like I went through a lot of trauma, I didn't sleep for years because my trauma, most of it happened at night. And so mm-hmm. it was a PTSD. The trauma was there. Like, it was bad. It was really bad. I had to work on that for a long time, and I still got to work on it. Yeah. Right. If somebody's listening and is like, this sounds like something different and something I haven't tried yet or whatever, do you give them like a one call trend, like, so that they can get to know you and you get to know them and see if it's a good fit? Do you do that?
Yes. Yes. Okay. And, often I will have people do a down-regulating, so more of a calming breathwork journey before we jump into activating work. So it'll actually be closer to like the end of an activating session. So it's like, mm-hmm. this is what you're going to feel like after an activation session. So you know that there's an end goal through the craziness that is an activation journey.
That's smart. Yeah. 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 That's good, right? Because it makes them feel safe.
Yeah.
They're going to know that they're not leaving feeling still with that, you know, negative feeling, or what they assume is negative, right? Yes. I think that a lot of that stuff, the, you know, is to your body's trying to tell you, hey, this is wrong. Something's wrong here. Let's fix mm-hmm. it, as opposed to making something bad or good, you mm-hmm. know? So Beth, thank you for hanging out with me on Straight Talk. I really appreciate you coming on. I love your energy. I love what you're doing out here. I really, really do. I respect it. And I thank you so much for, you know, pouring into my community. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Nina. I appreciate you too.
Yes, guys. See, I told you, good human, good freaking human on the planet. Beth is amazing. I'm going to make sure to link all of her information below. I want to make sure that you know and contact her and follow her and all that great stuff. Why? Because we all have some things in our life that are stopping us from being who we are truly meant to be and who we want to be in life. All of us have something that we need to work on in our lives. So if somebody can help you do that without the re-traumatizing aspect of it, right? Speaking about it, if you don't want to, maybe you're embarrassed, maybe you think it's bad, maybe you're ashamed, maybe there's guilt. I don't know what that is for you. But what I do know is that there's people like Beth who comes on here to try to pour into you and show you that there is another way, right? This is why we say that we grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. So make sure that you go ahead and follow her, like, share, subscribe. And if you know someone who really needs this, share this with them because this may resonate deeply with who they are. Thank you guys so much for being here. I love you so much. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.